Well, that was an interesting one, to say the least, last night. I know you guys are probably, you're all trying to take the high road when it comes to the officials, so I won't get you in an awful lot of trouble here where you have to pay huge, huge fines. I think your coach is going to end up having to deal with a hefty fine.
Take one for the team.
Is it? But I'll ask you this, because obviously it's different, all right? We won't sit in and get into, you know, what they bring to the table. How different is it for a football player when you're accustomed to going out there, playing a game a certain way, with the understanding that the game is played a certain way, and then suddenly it's altered and becomes very different for you?
You have to adjust, you know, with change. You know, we all didn't expect for, you know, the refs to, you know, go through what they're going through, but it's different now. So, I mean, you got to play the game within however they call in the game now. And whatever it is, you got to deal with it, you know. And sometimes it sucks to be on that end. And only thing as players, only thing you could do is just rely on, you know, fundamentals, techniques, and try to get away like that. But it's tough for aggressive defense to be aggressive, and when you have games like that, you know, it's very, very tough. So, you know, what can we do? You know, we're not playing the refs. We was playing Baltimore Ravens. We playing NFL football. So we can't go in each game saying, you know what, we got to play two teams, the officials and, you know, the team that our opponent. You know, we got to go in and saying, hey, we got to play our opponent. We got to play it well. And whatever happens, happens.
Right, you're being logical right now. Most guys are being logical when the game is over and they're talking about it. During the course of the game, that's not what's happening.
It's frustrating.
Right. You get pissed. You see you getting pissed. You see the coach. You see other players on the other team all pissed. And I don't know how, because it's not a game, I don't think, where you can get a bunch of guys getting pissed and not pissed at the right thing.
Yeah. You know what?
How do you do it?
It's tough. I mean, I would be sitting here lying if I say, you know, we're not frustrated. Of course we're frustrated. I mean, you know, you have two teams that's going to battle, and, you know, you all week you plan on playing a certain way, and all of a sudden you get in the game and, you know, you try to play the way you practice, and all of a sudden it go to craps because of, you know, too physical, or if it's this, if it's that. So now you have to go back to the drawing board and say, okay, how do we want to attack the team now? But most of the teams, they have certain styles of play, you know. Baltimore Ravens have a certain style of play. New England Patriots have a certain style of play. So when you kind of take away from those guys, the game is different to them because they don't know what else way to play, you know. It's being aggressive. That's what we bring to the table. But like I said, you know, we can't do anything but learn from it. You know, we can't go back and change anything. We can't, you know, bitter and moan about what happened. We can't, because each week we're going to have to go play. At the end of the day, we got to play football.
Do you see?
You know what, Vince? I'm sorry, Steve.
Always go ahead.
You know, Vince, at this time last year, we were probably, not you, the three of us were probably sitting here complaining about the officials. And now I appreciate them much more than I did this time last year. How about you? Were you ever at the point where you didn't really understand the importance of the, not the importance of the officials, but the skill of the officials? And now do you appreciate the officials much more than you did in the past?
You know, over the years you start getting to know officials. You get a chance to interact sometimes, or a timeout. You want to ask a question. They're there to answer the question. So when it comes down to that, knowing, you know, certain refs, it takes away from that, because, you know, sometimes you want to talk to a ref and they don't want to talk to you, or you know, you used to, you know, hey, can I, you know, ask you a question, or what happened on this play, or what? You can do that. But now it's kind of, you don't want to step over the line, because if you ask a question, you might be blown out of proportion. Some people might not have the answer. Some people might not want to talk to you.
Right.
So, but like I said, we can go on and on about officiating. At the end of the day, we got to play better football. We had a lot of opportunities to walk away with the W yesterday, and we didn't. So, you know, you could complain about whatever you want to complain about, but at the end of the day, you know, it's in our hands. You know, we had a chance. We had multiple chances of walking away with a victory, and we didn't. So, you know, it's going to test our mental toughness, this football team. it's going to test. You know, when things not going right, you know, what do you do now? You know, yeah, you can sit and point fingers, or are you going to practice harder? Are you going to prepare harder? Are you going to go in the game more focused? That's what it's going to come down to. And I think that this team, we're going to take that role. We're going to be the bigger man to step up. You know what? We care less about what's going to get called, what's not going to get called. We're going to play the game the way we know how to play it. We'll try to play it within the rules. If something happens, it happens. But we have to move forward. A lot of football left to be played. And at the end of the day, you don't want to be letting 1 week lead into the next week and letting lead into the next week. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're getting fined because you're mad at the refs. You're mad at this person. You're mad. No, we can't do that. We have to do what the New England Patriots need to do. That's play better football and get better. And that's plain and simple.
One of the points at which I think most people thought the game was in hand was that 4th-and-1 stop. We saw a great surge from the line. Mayo came through the line. How was the team feeling overall at the point of that stop?
Oh man, the fourth and one stop against a team like that. Anytime you can have a goal line stance or a turnover on downs, that is a big play in the game. So we have, of course, we was excited. We was on the road playing against a tough football team. Sunday night football. I mean, everything, all the motions are flowing, you know. But we still have to finish the ball game, you know, and we didn't. You know, we had great plays. We had some good plays. We had some crappy plays, too. So we have to just eliminate the bad football. If we eliminate the bad football and just get on the same page and just focus throughout the whole game, this team would be scary. This would be a very, very scary team. So, like I said, it's a lot of football to play. We're not holding our heads down low. We're not giving up anything. It's a tough football team. Like I said, it's going to challenge our mental toughness, how tough we are mentally.
You know, it's crazy, guys. This is the first time in Vince's career that you've been under 500.
That's right.
It's first time in your career, in Patriots career. So, I mean, is it?
I don't think he was under 500 in Miami either. Probably not.
No,
I didn't think so.
Yeah, is it?
Because you always played the Patsies at the beginning of the year. You're always like 2-0.
But it probably
don't talk about BC like that.
Hey, BC played them tough a couple times.
Right. They lost, but
played them tough. Is it feel different? Is that straight? Is that something that you pay attention to?
No,
is it a factor?
I mean, I didn't know that until you just said it. So I don't. Like I say. You know, being 1-2, I mean, we could easily be sitting here saying we could be 3-0. Plain and simple. I mean, just a couple of plays here and there, but we 1-2. You know, the big deal. The biggest deal for us now is to get better as a team. You know, each week get better. Like I said, each week we've done it, but we just haven't made enough plays to walk away with the W. So, a lot of football left. I mean, like I said, we're not holding our heads down. We're not mad at anyone. Yeah, I mean, we just pissed off that we let a game get out of our hands when we knew we going into the game. We had a good feeling how we wanted to play, how we wanted to attack them, the execution. But it just didn't work out that way. So, what can you do about it now? It's in the books. You know, we have to move on to Buffalo now, on the road again.
First two games, you guys did a great job of containing the run. Mm-hmm. I thought you did a terrific job early on with Ray Rice, and then suddenly he got some open lanes. What happened? Leach in the game, did that change it around a little bit?
Just little fundamentals thing here and there. Out of position, missed tackle, you name it. It's a bunch of little things that added up to it. But I mean, Ray Rice is a good back.
Oh, he's great.
He's a great back. But at the same time, it's going to happen. As a defense, you want to be able to stop the run. You want to be able to, you know, hold everybody up under 100 yards. That's one of our goals. But it don't happen like that all the time. The most important stat is the win, and we didn't. So if he would have ran for 50 yards and we still would have lost, it was still we'd have been in the same boat that we are in now. So. We just have to play better. We definitely have to play better.
Is there anything specific that offensively or defensively that you need to do to finish these games differently? Is there you talk about finishing? What specifically are you talking about?
Just focus more. I think just trust what you've seen on film. Trust what you practice against. Just have to trust it. You know, and sometimes when we're hesitant or when we're a little slow reacting. Or we're moving a little slow, or we're not moving fast enough, that's when, you know, a play hit us or something leak out or we give up a play here and there. So we can sit and watch film all game, all day, and say, you know what, we just did this a little better or did that a little better. You know, it would have been different. But those things like that you have to learn from. You know, you have to. We have to be focused for 60 minutes. How we started the game, we should have played that like that for the rest of the game. They didn't change nothing. They came out and ran what they did. They did what they did. So we have to. Our focus level just have to be there more for 60 more minutes instead of, you know, just the first quarter and plays here and there. We have to be more consistent.
You ran and chased down the official underneath the uprights. Did you think the field goal was no good?
Yes, I did.
How about after you've seen the replay? What do you think?
I still do.
Really?
I still do. And if it wasn't, I mean, at least, in a game like that, you have to go to the booth at least. I mean, you have to look at it. You have to take a look at it.
The rule doesn't allow that if it goes above the upright.
That's what I heard.
So you're saying you don't think it went above the upright?
I think it was, by the time it got up there, it was to the right.
You had a perfect angle on it,
perfect
too.
Angle.
You were looking straight ahead.
And that's what I believe. But, hey, nothing we could do about it now. But that's what I thought at the moment. I mean, it was very, very close to go either side.
It was.
You're good or no, not good. So yeah. I could be sitting here saying it wasn't, but, you know, people saying it different. But that's just what I thought. You know, a lot of more than my teammates thought the same thing. So, but like I said, we had plenty of plays for not even come down to that in that game. So we just made it tough on ourselves. At the end of the day, we made it tough on ourselves. We beat ourselves up. We dug a hole for ourselves, and we just couldn't climb out of it at the end.
When you look at a game like that, and you look at all the possibilities that could have happened, is there some message you can? You've got a lot of young guys on this team. Is there some message about this game that you can bring forward to the younger guys, and you know, to at least take something away from it, learning wise?
Absolutely. I mean, and the one thing that we talked about was how we started the game, the first quarter, how we can go out and just dominate a quarter, and the way we played the first quarter and then the rest of the three quarters kind of up and down. And you know, when guys seen that, when you see stuff like that, you know it's there. You know it's there. So why not do it for four quarters? You know, and that's just the concentration, focus. You know, and that's what we got to do a better job of.
All right, Vince, we'll see you back here next week. Good luck in Buffalo.
Thank you, guys.
All right. What's up with the Hendrick shirt? Vince,
I like it. This is great.
You like that?
Jimi Hendrix shirt.
I'll get you one.
Oh, no, really? Same size?
What, a 2X?
They did show you on TV. I'm sure everybody has told you since they did the before and after photo.
How did it look?
You know, looked pretty good. I thought it looked pretty good. Now, Holly looked at it and said, I didn't notice
the difference.
I saw the difference.
It was just camera. Right. It was just camera
Vince,
angles.
No. Just the camera angles.
I saw a difference. It's like, one, you have a beard. and a haircut. You had a haircut. The one they showed you, I'm like, that's just unfair. They showed a guy without a haircut, no beard. Then they show him with a nice haircut, nice beard.
Right. Carrying a briefcase.
It looks looking different.
All,
yeah.
Let me tell you, brother. Big guys can tell you 10 pounds different.
Exactly.
I can tell you.
Exactly.
Well, the camera puts 10 pounds on you.
Listen, no, 80,
absolutely.
80,
sometimes 20.
Yeah. But, problem is, I usually have four or five cameras on me.
Especially a white jersey, too. So you got to be careful with the white jersey.
We'll see you next week, big fella.
Thanks, guys.
Vince Wilfork right here on The Big Show.